This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
A legit threat.
Eminominee.
First up, we got cracked pepper.
This is what we doing, Kyle?
Now, thought about this a lot, man. And I didn't think, to be honest, as much as we talked, I didn't think this day was going to come as fast as it did. But it did, you know, coming back from Atlanta and coming back to do radio in a place where I actually cut my teeth to do radio. And to be a part of this midday show, man, I mean, it's been huge. It's been awesome. And I know, especially over the last couple of weeks, I know I rubbed a lot of people the wrong way with some of the takes that I had. I know that. I mean, I'm okay with that. I'm okay. Listen, I got big old broad shoulders, and I know that sometimes I say stuff that y'all just can't comprehend because I vibrate on such a higher level than most of the people that listen. But that's not me taking shots at y'all, because I love each and every one of y'all, and I'm here to teach. But I think I'm starting to receive a higher calling here, right?
Okay.
So, you know, with all of the stuff that has transpired over the last couple hours, like 24 hours, as a matter of fact, I think I'm going to throw my hat in the ring for one of these coaching jobs. And the one that I have my eyes set on, and I've been making some phone calls about it, I haven't gotten any phone calls back yet, though, but I've been calling a lot of people. I'm gonna shoot my shot for the Atlanta job. You know, I reached out to Mr. Blank. And, you know, I haven't received a phone call yet, but I went through the back channels to see if I can get that interview for that Atlanta Falcons job. And one of my first orders of business is, when I decide to do this, is I'm taking Ike Reese with me.
Oh, wow. So you're destroying the station here.
Yeah. You're coming too, Joe. You're going to be the strength and conditioning.
What about me?
I haven't told my wife that we're going to Atlanta.
Kyle, I don't really think you would like the South. We're going to leave you here.
Why not?
We're going to leave you here. I just don't feel like... Just don't think you like the South too much.
Why?
I was just thinking. You just probably wouldn't fit in.
I got no problem. Why? Why would Joe fit in with the South and not me?
No, because Joe's a chameleon. He's hung out. You know, he went to the barbecue. We hung out. You know, I'm not saying that you're not invited to the barbecue. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is,
isn't his goodbye, he's rubbing people the wrong way around here.
Well, the good thing is, you're not even going to get consideration, so I'm not really worried about you.
Why are you hating?
You're not going anywhere.
All right, so hold on.
My phone has been ringing all day.
We need to establish this for the audience, though. Are you staying contingent on you getting the job? Like, if you don't get the Falcons job, you're staying on the midday show?
You know what? I thought about that. But today, something happened that kind of got, you know, got me a little excited.
Uh-oh.
The Raiders fired their coach, too.
So you think there's a lot of jobs open? You're in a good spot?
I mean, it's at least six.
Brady's not hiring you.
Tennessee need a head coach?
Nope.
I know Tom Brady, loosely.
That's the problem.
Tom Brady would look at you and say, that's not my guy.
I know Tom Brady.
There's no way Tom Brady would hire Hugh Douglas.
I had to laugh at that one. Hey, you never know. Somebody going to get – it's six coaches job. It's what, the Tennessee job? I'll take that one. But my first job.
It's Falcons, Browns, Raiders, Giants, Cardinals, Titans.
Okay, the Browns would be the last one. Like, if push comes – like
that
the
might
Browns,
be your best shot.
I would
shot.
Pay to see you in that organization.
The Browns would be the last one. But I'm shooting the shot for the Atlanta job.
Yeah, you're not getting
that. Atlanta got a pretty good defense, too. I think I can turn that thing around.
So what's Ike's role? Quick. What's he going to do?
I think we're going to make him defense coordinator.
What's my job?
You're going to be the strength and conditioning coach. Strength and conditioning. What?
Yeah, no, I like
Let me be your get-back guy.
Okay, if you want to come, we'll go. But see, now I got to talk to Rod because I've already kind of like.
You've destroyed WIP.
Yeah, you didn't run this by Rod, did you?
I did. I don't think I told him about the Joe Giglio thing. Because see, you were the consolation. I was going to leave
show.
You here. Yeah.
Did you talk about the Ike thing?
I didn't mention that either.
You probably should mention
that. But you
don't
listen.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, the one thing that I do know for a fact, if anybody on the it has to be college level, college or pro level, was to call me for a coaching job.
You're out of here.
I ain't going. We've already had this conversation. Only thing that we have to talk about is his price.
You would be right back in this chair within a year's time.
You know what, Kyle? We were here talking about it probably 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah.
probably.
The first post-game press conference. What was that call, Hugh?
It did.
It just snapped at the
reporter. Hugh was going to throw everybody else under the bus.
When they start coming at me like
my
that.
My quarterback was any good.
Yeah, when they start coming at me like that, I'm going to start, you know, using cuss words at the podium. Roger Goodell's going to be calling, talking about get your mans.
Yeah.
You know, get him. Why is he acting like that? It won't be long.
I can't wait for your first phone call into Atlanta radio.
But that windfall, though. That windfall.
Were you thinking on that fourth down?
Well, you got to ask Ike. Y'all be throwing my coaches under the bus. listen, but I don't know who my offensive coordinator would be, but they would be way more articulate than me. Because I would get there. No, because seriously, I get there and somebody might say something, you know, because I know most of the reporters. And some of them might say some stuff I don't like. And I'd be like, hold up, dog, who you talking to like that?
Yeah,
and
that's you're in trouble.
We all downhill. So I would probably have my offensive coordinator do most of the talking.
Ike's a former Falcon. I mean, you just did radio there.
I just did radio.
They might give Ike the nod at head coach over you.
Yeah, they would.
Mm.
Ike blocked the punt against the Saints.
Yes, he did. Yeah. Ike started a fight. when he went down
Ike's
there.
Part Falcon.
Yeah, Ike is a Falcon. Like he part.
Well,
of
he's an
song.
Eagle. I mean,
well, that's why I'm a kind of smooth
part
one with
Falcon.
I'm
a smooth
he's
one
part
with,
Jack.
With no, definitely. I'm a smooth him over with that with the Ike thing.
I just
need to figure out my offensive coordinator.
Well, listen, I'm rooting for you.
Well, we'll see you next year.
Yeah, I guess I got to go home and tell the family we might be going to Atlanta.
We might be going. We got to pick up. We got to figure out a house. You can go, Kyle, if you want. If you feel that way about it, but
no,
I don't know
Kyle feels a certain way after what you did to him live on the air.
I don't know how Rod gonna feel about it.
Well, he heard. I mean, again, he can
but
hear.
I made some phone calls. Yeah. I made some phone calls.
Is it now quickly? Is this why you've always been very pro Matt Ryan? Now he's running the show there as part of the front office. I think this has been a long game by you, knowing Ryan might get that job. Yeah,
no, I you know what? Matt Ryan has been on this side of the game for a while now. He probably a big time. I probably had to slap Matt across the lips. That's why I'm saying I might not be that long for this job.
It would be funny if we got Matt Ryan on, like to talk about the NFL playoffs, and we just ask him, like, Matt, what do you think about Hugh as a potential head coach? He just laughs.
He probably would laugh. Like,
All right, so there's the big announcement. Hugh Douglas officially throwing his hat in the ring to be the Atlanta Falcons head coach. We all wish him the best of luck. 215-592-9494.
You're not getting that job.
Yeah, there's no shot.
Why are you hating, dog? Why are you actively
I'm just being
hating?
Realistic. You got
why
no chance.
Well, why not?
Hugh. I mean, you have zero coaching experience.
What are you going to tell him in your interview? The defense, a luxury?
Deshaun Jackson didn't have any coaching experience.
It's a little different.
Michael
Delaware
Vick didn't.
Delaware
Deshaun
State.
Believes in defense,
Hold
Hugh.
On. And Deshaun went out. He almost went to the Celebration Bowl this year.
Okay.
I think it's
really cool what's going on with some ex-players jumping into coaching. There's a little bit of a difference between Delaware State, Norfolk State, and the Atlanta Falcons. Is there not?
A little bit.
Yeah, okay.
I mean,
the
money that I'd be making. Yeah, I'm probably signing like a 3-4 year deal.
These coaches make good money.
They probably, you know.
10, yeah. 8.
Yeah, I'm with that. It's just going to be, we're going to get a quick hit. We're going to hit a quick, what they say, hit a quick lick.
Yeah.
We getting fired at the end of the year, though.
Yeah, you'll be one and done. There's no question. But if you even get an interview. All right. We're going to go. I got a couple of things I want to hit on the Phillies, which over the weekend and then this morning, piece of news connecting the dots on some things going on here. And one piece of news, rumor out there that has me very excited. Before we get to that, though, let's go back to the phone lines here. Jay in West Philly up on WIP. Hey, Jay.
Hey, Hugh.
Yo.
Don't do that, man.
Don't do what?
Yo, you roll out. You make sure you take Joe with you. Don't leave him here with us, man.
Joe coming.
I'm strength and conditioning.
I'm
strength and conditioning coach, Jay. You know that.
Yeah. No, no. You're going to be the offensive coordinator because you offend everybody. You ain't done.
You know what I'll do?
Take Joe with you. Take Spike and take Fritz. You got to leave Ike.
No, Ike's coming.
Sorry, Jay.
Ike coming.
Joe's going to be like Deuce Gruden out there.
No, you can't have Ike, man. You got to leave Kyle. And everybody else.
I got you, Jay.
Take Spike.
He said, take Spike.
What would Spike's job be?
Spike, I don't know. What would he be? AV guy? Audio visual guy? He'll be Big Dom. We'll make Spike Big Dom. Yeah, somebody. As a matter of fact,
he said he could do the push ups, right? So Spike could be the.
He did say
yeah.
He'll work with Joe.
Yeah, okay. All right, Jay, what do you got?
He's going to be the offensive coordinator. Look, that's what you're going to throw under the bus. I want to see what he do with Michael Penix and all this stuff he talking about.
I'll bench him is what I'll do.
You're going to bench the franchise quarterback?
Franchise quarterback is generous.
Tanner McKee with you. Take your franchise quarterback, Tanner McKee, with you.
Well, he's not a franchise quarterback. Come on, Jay.
I can tell you want to sit him down.
He's the future, according to Hugh.
Yeah. So, Jay, what do you got? What do you got today?
You know what? He was the future yesterday for that game.
Well, yeah, with a bunch of backups, as you know. He played with backups.
Yeah, well, that's what he is. What they say, birds of a feather flock together. That's what he is. He's a backup. That's why he was in there with him. Don't put him with no starters and see what happens.
Well, he'd play better with the starters, obviously.
Yeah, whatever. So that means he's going to run with his second and one. He right there, he's going to throw the ball with 2 yards to go instead of 1 yard to go.
I'm curious, why are you ripping Tanner McKee?
Because I don't like him because you like him.
Oh, okay. I'm glad we're all mature about this.
I'm glad we got to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
We're honest.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's why. Yeah, what's your bum Phillies going to do? What you about to concoct about that?
Well, I got you.
Are you a Phillies fan, too?
Yeah, no, he doesn't like anything I like. That's Jay
Gray. Oh, that's right.
Exactly. Are you Schwarber Fraud fan?
Yeah.
We're going to waste all that money on him. Mm-hmm. We're going to see what happened there.
Well, he's going to hit a bunch of home runs, Jay. I mean, that's what he always does.
They got to give Bryce Harper his financial apology.
They do not, Hugh. Don't do that.
Yeah, look. Joe will drain his blood just like the fraud Bryce Harper and all of it.
Or get it recircumcised.
No, I'm not doing that.
Don't get it recircumcised.
I'm not doing either of those things. Jay, what do you got? Eagles or Niners? Who's going to win?
Come on, what you think?
I'm just saying, I think the Eagles are going to win. How about you? You go the opposite of everything I think. Hold on.
Everybody stop being scared. Everybody, we the chance, man.
I'm trying to tell everyone that. I mean, Hugh's afraid of the Bears. So, Jay, hold on.
We got
to
play the Rams. That's all I've been hearing all year about the Rams and 8-5.
Rams are good, yeah.
Yeah, and 8-5 seed. So that means they rank below.
But you realize that's because they're division. I mean,
I don't care what it is.
I mean, I'm just making sure we understand.
They could have been in first place in the division.
Well,
you can't tell me the great Matthew Stafford and the brainiac McVay couldn't beat out Sam Darnold?
No, because the Seahawks are better. Did you see them play?
Oh, now the Seahawks is better.
The Seahawks are balling.
The Seahawks have won 14 games.
Whatever.
Let's just poo-poo 14 wins.
I don't care.
Sure.
I'm not scared of none of them dudes. Mm-hmm. Let you worry about that.
Well, no, I'm not scared.
Typical.
Yeah. So, Jay, I'm picking the Niners, but you go against everything I say. So I'm picking the Eagles. I'm picking the Eagles. Do you have the Niners? No, I'm picking the Eagles. Do you have the Niners?
Come on, man. Don't do that.
Why?
Do
you that. Go, that you go the agree. Opposite of me,
I
you say.
I agree with you?
Yeah.
No, I ain't doing that.
Well, I guess you're going the Niners. All right, Jay. That's a shame. On a Monday, Jay picking
on
against
a
the Eagles.
Monday.
All right, a couple Phillies things here, Hugh, from over the weekend into this morning that I think are really interesting. So let's start with this. The Phillies made it official this morning. Don Mattingly is the new bench coach. Ooh. And, you know, when the offseason started, right, they had talked about how they wanted to add a bench coach with some managerial experience.
Ooh.
And I know you're saying who. Are you saying that because, like...
No, I'm saying, like...
He has experience as a manager?
Yeah, and you know, from what I read, like, players really like this cat. Like, yeah. he's a good dude.
No, I mean, he's a great player, and it seemed like he's well-liked. One thing I will say, well, there's two parts to it. One, he's obviously the father of the Phillies GM, Preston Mattingly, so you have that connection. This was obvious that he was going to land this way. He brought dad on. The other thing is, although it could be a little awkward bringing on a manager that has a lot of experience, Rob Thompson and Don Mattingly know each other from the Yankees back in the day, right? So I have to imagine they have a good relationship. I'm sure Topper is good with Mattingly being on the staff. So I think it's a plus that Don Mattingly is going to be the Phillies, you know, bench coach. He's super experienced. He was just on the, you know, the bench for the Toronto Blue Jays last year, and he managed the Dodgers and the Marlins before that. So Donnie Baseball coming to the Phillies as their bench coach, and he's going to add to the staff. But the other part of this, Hugh, there's a story report a couple nights ago from John Heyman that the Phillies are now in the mix for Bo Bichette, the infielder who's been one of the, you know, better hitters in baseball for years. He's a free agent. And the Blue Jays have made some moves and not brought him back yet. So people are wondering, like, where is Bo Bichette going to land?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
If the Phillies could get Bo Bichette, it would change a lot about the way I feel about this offseason. Because I've said they haven't done enough. I keep waiting for another bat. They need more. The outfield's a big question. Just go get another bat to put in this lineup. This guy is a 300 type of hitter. He could hit for power. He's you know, he can run. He's been a shortstop, but I think second base or third base you could put him at. And he apparently has a great relationship here with Don Mattingly, who was just in Toronto with him as the bench coach. I am really intrigued by the idea of Bo Bichette. Like, it is the kind of move that could salvage the entire offseason. It can make me feel totally different. If the Phillies could line up in some order, Turner, Bichette, Harper, Schwarber to start the lineup, that's for real. So, that would make me feel good.
So he's a shortstop, but are we going to get him to play catcher? Can he play catcher?
No, he can't play catcher. I think he'd play second base or third.
I'm just saying.
Can't play catcher.
Because we ain't figured out the catcher situation yet.
Well, I think these two things are intertwined. So the Phillies reportedly had an offer out to JT Realmuto about a month ago, and nothing has happened, right? Everyone was assuming he was going to take the offer or take a deal. Nothing has happened. So when I saw the story a couple nights ago, Heyman reporting that the Phillies are among the big market teams in on Bichette, I had two thoughts. One, I'm intrigued. I'd like Bo Bichette here with the Phillies. But the other thing was, are they trying to scare JT into taking their offer before they take the JT money and go offer it?
You know what? Time to give him a deadline.
Ooh, like we did to Kelsey a few years ago?
You're going to give him an ultimatum?
Like that, yeah.
And we ain't got...
Look at all these free agents who are still out there.
We're going with the chief vibes officer there.
Dude, if we wait another month for JT and all these guys get off the board...
That's what I'm saying. We about to go with the chief vibes officer then, right?
Well, no, Marshawn. And a real catcher.
Yeah, they could sign a fringe backup catcher.
So we're moving Trey to the outfield here, right?
No, Turner. Well, I think they'll leave Turner at short. Bo plays second.
Okay.
We trade away Bohm.
Okay.
We put Stott at third.
Gotcha.
Or Bichette. I think Bichette could play third. I mean, he's played shortstop.
Okay.
I don't think he's a great defender, so you know we could kind of leave Turner where he is for another year. But I mean, the guy hit .311 last year with 18 home runs, and he's had years where he's hit 29 home runs, 24 home runs, 20 home runs. I mean, Bo Bichette has been a four-time MVP vote getter. I mean, never won an MVP, but he's gotten votes in four different seasons. He's a real legitimate star kind of player. And like, if the Phillies take the money they were offering to JT and they trade away Bohm, I think that could come close to being the money they need for Bichette.
That would be the most serious work trying to compete with the Dodgers type move that they've had in a long time.
In a long time.
Yep.
And it would make me feel like, all right, I can deal with the outfield, which is, you know, a concern, right? Marsh, and there's a report out there they're interested in Randall Grichuk to be a platoon guy, whatever. You know, yeah, Crawford in center and Garcia in right. Like, I could deal with all that if they go get a Bo Bichette. I'm excited. This one feels right. Now, I just wonder if it's real or is it JT? That money's going to disappear if you don't take it soon.
Trying to get him to make a move. Well, like I said, if we don't get JT back, we're going with the chief vibes officer, right?
No,
he's not really in the mix.
Wait a minute. Well, no, what I'm saying is, if JT, he's not under contract.
But Rafael Marchand is here.
Okay, so we're not. Okay, we're not gonna go. Okay, got you,
dude. He was drinking breast milk this offseason.
That is big old turn.
I remember that day I was out. I remember that day I was out and I came back. He told me about that. And I was totally in the dark. I was like, what?
You're out on the breast milk drinker.
He was what? Just wasn't ready for that one. All right, let me throw it at everyone quickly before we go back to the phones and you people. Would you rather sign Bichette or bring back JT?
Bichette.
I'll take my chances at very little a catcher if I can have Bichette.
Go for Bo.
So we're talking about a for sure thing at catcher because he's a little bit older for a bigger bat, right? That's the
27-year-old. He's just a better player at this stage.
Okay, and he fits the youth movement. I got you. Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Yeah.
I'm just imagining Turner, Bichette, Harper, Schwarber.
It would change everything.
Yeah, I mean, you're bringing in another all-star type of player at the top of the order. I'm in, and I think it'd be smart if they used the JT money to go try to lure Bo Bichette. All right, let's hear from you people, Sir Throat.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
Hey, Hugh, did you miss us?
Nah.
Don't lie.
It was kind of weird around this time. Every day when I was off to not be talked bad about.
145 every day, you're like, what?
Where's that self-esteem slap across the face?
It was that daily keeping it in perspective dosage. Yep. Where is that?
Well, there was a lot of speculation on what the big announcement was going to be. Mm-hmm. We'll get to some of those in a little bit imagine. Here. Finally, the two bald dopes are back.
That's right. You missed us. We are here gracing your radio and your YouTube screen, or whatever screen you watch us on.
I'm going to be honest. I don't give a damn about Joe and Hugh.
Yet you're here listening and watching.
You beat me to it.
Yeah.
I was like, but yet you're here. Yeah.
Listen, we appreciate you listening whether you give a damn or don't give a damn. So it's fine.
I was told all season long from Joe that Tanner was better than Jalen and now nothing but excuses. Typical.
So literally never said that. Okay. We did a show at the end
all
of,
season long.
And we did a show at the end of training camp when we talked about what the Eagles' record would be with Tanner versus Hurts. And I said they'd be about an 8-win team with Tanner. Obviously, they're better with Jalen Hurts. What I said was, because listening comprehension has gone so far down the tubes.
Nobody listens.
What I said was, if Hurts continued to play the way he was when he had a very bad 5-game stretch, I would consider benching him. That was about him more than it was, I think Tanner McKee is great. I've never actually thought Tanner McKee is anything but developmental.
The lesson is, it doesn't matter what you say. They've decided for you what your take is.
Yeah, I haven't said it one time, but that's, you know what? We'll go what you say.
Mm-hmm. Shut up about the 2-seed, guys.
Shut up. It's over.
It kind of was a big deal yesterday. It was the biggest story.
It's the story of the game.
Yeah, it clearly.
And the weekend. Was that Keeley out there, or was that the drummer for the Beatles?
That was one of the worst plays I've ever seen.
He was horrendous.
Josh Johnson was floored that he turned around when Johnson was running to the end zone.
It's like one of those, like, it's going to go down as like an historic still image from that game. Remember the Carson Wentz handed the ball off the wrong way?
Yeah.
And then Nate Gary turned to the opposite side. Like, that's going to go down in the Eagles lore amongst those.
Yeah, that was wild.
It was the end of Kelee Ringo's chances to be a real defensive player in the league.
Yep.
I mean, that was...
Yeah. He was...
Oh, my God.
I ain't going to say that. I ain't going to say that.
Come on, Hugh.
He's in a bad spot, though.
I think Joe would have played better than Kelee. Maybe.
You know,
Joe probably wouldn't have ran the wrong way at the very least.
Here was what he was thinking.
He was probably not making the tackle on
this. This is what I think he was thinking. The quarterback's rolling out. The defensive end, I don't know what happened on that play to the defensive end. They dropped the coverage. So he's trying to get back in coverage instead of making the play because if you're a defender, the one thing you're told not to do is leave your feet. And, you know, if you're going after the quarterback, just go after the quarterback. But if you're playing like a linebacker or a corner like he's playing, somebody's running free in coverage. So he was trying to get back to his coverage, and he got all It was a bad look for him. Yeah. So, it was a bad look for him.
I don't know if I would have done what Keeley did, but I did watching Ja'Corian Bennett yesterday and Ringo in coverage with all the interferences. It gave me flashbacks to me in high school. I wasn't good. I couldn't run as much as the other kids could, so I would cheat. Right? I would pull on jerseys. I would hold interference. They didn't call it much in high school, so I got away with it.
Good.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. Yep. I get what they were doing.
Here goes Douglas again, having another one of his episodes.
What episode is that?
I don't remember what part of the show that
was. I didn't crash out. I don't think he had an episode.
I don't think he had an episode either.
I kind of know when there's an episode. We feel it.
We get the occasional episode.
Yep.
Man up and own it, Hugh. Your boy Tanner McCheeks sucked yesterday.
I didn't see it that way, but, you know, everybody's
I thought he sucked.
I mean, and that's a fair assessment if that's how you're looking at it. But yeah, it the first thing that I saw was, damn, they're getting after him caught pretty good. They got after him pretty good.
He got worse. I mean, at the first quarter, I thought he played pretty well. Like the touchdown drive to Calcaterra, I was like, oh, boy, here we go.
Yeah, that's how pass rush and getting hit does you.
Yeah.
Is the big announcement that Hugh's been drinking before the show today?
Don't drink. Mm-mm. During the show.
Don't drink.
Yeah, don't during the show.
Not the shoot. Yeah, no, during. Yeah. So.
Hugh is running for public office?
Nah.
I couldn't see that.
More likely, public office or coach? I think coach is more likely.
Coach is more likely.
Yeah. Public office, never.
Oh, yeah? Where are you going, Hugh? Head coach at Clown University.
Clown University. Is that where you attend your classes?
Ooh.
Got him.
Yep. Good job, Hugh.
I'm doing better, though.
Let me guess. Hugh is following the money to go up and go back to Jacksonville yet again.
Probably not Jacksonville. Mm. Nah, I wouldn't go to Jacksonville.
Leave Philly for Jacksonville.
Yeah, hold on.
That was before I knew about Jacksonville.
Hold on. Now totally they don't need a coach. Obviously, Cohen's done a good job and they're in the playoffs. But if the Jags were one of the openings and they offered you $12 million a year, you'd say no.
Have you ever been to Jacksonville?
Jim? I have not.
Dude, $12 million.
I know.
Jacksonville's different.
But you did it once.
They offered you top five head coach money.
And if I wouldn't do it again.
Wow.
No, listen.
$15 million.
Nope.
$20 million.
As much as I like money, nah.
Wow.
Yes, to live in Jacksonville?
I don't believe you for one
time. No, hey, Kyle, we'll talk about it in the break, but Jacksonville's different, man. It's Jacksonville is like being back in the 60s.
Oh.
This is the first time Hugh turned down money.
Listen, I'm all for that smoke, but man, I ain't trying to deal with that on a day-to-day basis.
All right, I got one more. This is before we even made the announcement, very, very early in the show. Mm-hmm. You know what? See you, Hugh. Enjoy Atlanta.
Bye.
They knew
I was out.
Yeah.
ATL, Shorty.
Yep, and they weren't upset about it either.
Yeah, the only tough part about today is if Hugh, you know, eventually one day is actually like going to take a job, no one's going to believe you, right?
Like, not everybody. Like,
you're
going to
come
much.
In here, yeah. You're kidding around again.
Yeah,
he's really the new Falcons coach. That is it.
Yeah, he was the boy who cried wolf.
Yeah,
they're going to be like, all right, get out of here, beat it.
No one buys it. All right, let's quickly grab Mark in Jersey, and then we got to hand it off to the afternoon show. Hey, Mark.
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen?
What's going
Mark,
on?
Mark, what's
man?
Up?
Hey, Hugh, where you going, man?
We just did a whole thing on.
Man, I'm going to miss some of our spirited debates, my friend.
Hey, Mark, I'm going to go be a head coach somewhere.
He's going to be the head coach of the Falcons.
I tell you what, I'm your guy. If you need a DB's coach, I'm your guy. I have a resume that'll hit the floor for you, all right?
Yeah,
I played Northeastern University in Boston back in the mid-90s.
Huskies?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I was a three-year starter.
Wow.
I was a lockdown corner, Hugh. I'm your guy. I locked up Brian Finneran back in the day, Sean Barber when he was at Richmond. I played against Mike Tomlin when he was at William & Mary, Darren Sharper. We're not going to talk much about that.
Yeah,
but, I got some guys. So if you need it, you guys think I just talk junk, but I have a crazy resume.
We got to run, Mark. That's pretty cool.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah. You would think Mark would get his takes better if he played that much football. He seemed like he was a high-level player.
Yeah, something's not adding
up. Something got lost in translation. I believe him. Obviously, he could play, but I don't know what his takes. All right, that is enough for us for today. Afternoon show coming up next, live from Chickies. Players Lounge tonight. Hugh Douglas will be back. Coming up at 7. My Lotta show at 6. You guys have a great rest of your day. It's a playoff week. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 10 on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.